Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, Clay County. Welcome to the Clay County Corner. This is Kevin Donaldson, guest hosting for your regular host, Thomas Watson, who's taking a rare day off. Hope he has a good one. We're here to continue to inform you each Thursday at 9 a.m. like we always do, interviewing newsmakers and people in the know to give everybody a better understanding of what's going on in Clay County and how the things that are going on affect us. We have what I think will be an outstanding show and a very timely show today. We have Mr. Gabe Powell with us, who is a Census Bureau, I'm going to call him an expert. He may correct me here directly, but we'll start off by calling him that. And we've been talking about the census for quite some time, but it is upon us. This is the month that things actually start to happen, and that's just around the corner, and Gabe will inform us on that and what the census really means to us. When we come back in just a minute, too, we'll update everyone on the latest at the state basketball tournaments. Of course, that does affect us with Clay County being in the boys' tournament next year. We'll talk some about that, update the dog season, and we'll talk with Mr. Gabe Powell from the U.S. Census Bureau right after these messages.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
The opioid epidemic is affecting countless lives, including young adults. Did you know approximately 45% of opioid prescriptions to adolescents are made by dentists, often after wisdom teeth removal? These drugs carry risks, but you can help reduce your risk or the risk for a loved one. If prescribed an opioid, ask your dentist to consider limiting prescriptions to 3 days, using over-the-counter pain relievers, and properly disposing of unused medications. For more information, go to shatterproof.org. This has been a message from Shatterproof, United Healthcare, and this station.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. Kevin Donaldson in guest hosting today. We have Mr. Gabe Powell from the U.S. Census Bureau here with us. We'll be talking to him in just a few minutes. But before we get to that, we want to review what's going on with our boys basketball team here and take a look at what will be going on in the state tournament both next week and this week. Of course, the girls tournament in Murfreesboro is going on right now as we speak. And we have two Upper Cumberland counties participating there, as seems like we almost always do. Clark Range and Pinckney County are both at the state tournament. They will play today. Noticed earlier this morning that the latest from the TSSAA is they will play the games today and then review what their protocol will be for the rest of the tournament after today. Of course, that's all connected to the coronavirus. By the time the boys tournament rolls around next week, it would be very difficult to say what's going to be happening. I'm sure all you sports fans are realizing that entire seasons are being suspended. NBA, the NCAA and SEC tournaments and several others have already said they will play with a minimum of spectators. Basically only family members and the teams will be there. So we're kind of in an unprecedented situation and we'll see how that all plays out. But getting back to our Clay County High School Bulldogs, they have advanced to the state tournament for the fifth time in the past 6 years. Now, that certainly, as we like to say, high cotton. Coach Edwards and his teams have established a level of excellence that's to be commended, and we want to congratulate the boys basketball team on being there again. Now, they advanced to the state tournament by defeating Eagleville on Monday night. The final score of that game was 61-43. That sounds like a blowout, but for three quarters, it was a three-point game. Clay County had a very good fourth quarter to pull away late in that contest and advance to the state tournament again for the fifth time in 6 years. Right now, the Dogs stand 29-4. They have won 16 of their last 18 games. That's basically this calendar year. Of those two that they have lost, of note, though, both have been to Monterey, one in the regular season and one in the finals of the region tournament, and Monterey has also advanced to the state tournament. The Dogs will be playing next Thursday. Again, I guess we have to say this is tentative now, depending on how the coronavirus concerns play out. Next Thursday, March the 19th, they will play Memphis Academy of Health Science. They are 21-8. Seems like a lot of losses, but traditionally through the years, if you see a Class A team come out of Memphis with eight losses, they've played a lot of AA and AAA schools, and those have been their defeats. Don't know that that's the case here, but they, MAHS also went on the road, as the Dogs did, and beat Union City. They won that game 41-28. In a sectional contest, and Memphis Academy of Health Sciences has won 13 of its last 15 games. So you see two teams very much on a streak who will meet in the state tournament, but as we all know, that's often the case. As we mentioned, Monterey boys basketball has also advanced to the state tournament. They will play Booker T. Washington. Now, there's another connection here. Booker T. Washington beat Memphis Academy of Health Sciences in the region finals. So we have a kind of a four-team link going on there. It is of note that Monterey and Clay County High School can play only in the finals. That would be an interesting thing to see two of our district teams playing in the boys' finals. Never happened in the boys. We have had that happen in the girls here. The Clay County High School MAHS winner would play the winner between East Robertson and Oneida. Also of note, in addition to our two single-A entries in the state tournament here, the Bulldogs and the Wildcats of Monterey, both York and Upperman have advanced to the boys' state tournament. So We wish all of our Upper Cumberland teams well. Also wish that to the Clark Range and Pickett County girls playing today. We'll do our best to keep you updated. Again, the Dogs tentatively would play next Thursday, March the 19th, and Thomas, I guess, or someone, perhaps myself, will be able to update us on that on air before that game actually rolls around next week. Congratulations again to the Bulldogs. Well, we'll put the sports behind us for just a moment and welcome Mr. Gabe Powell to the historic Clay County Courthouse. Gabe, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me. It's a beautiful drive up here, just a little ways down the road from White County. So,
right. So you're from Sparta or White County?
Sparta and Cookeville. It's a debate on which one I call home. I was born in one and graduated in the other. So.
Right. Got some biographical info here, Gabe, about you. And we could spend the whole hour going over your biography. We won't do that, but we'll talk about it just a little bit. Now, I'm looking at, we'll talk about where you most recently came from to join the Census Bureau in a minute. But I'm looking down here, and I see a Bachelor of Science in Ag from TTU. I guess that's how it all got started, kind of, right?
It is how it all got started, and that's what eventually put me in the military. Well, not what put me in the military, but it is kind of what led me along a path. So, yeah, I was going to get into farming and save the world at some point in time that way.
Are you a Clay County native? Yeah.
No, I'm a White County and Putnam County native.
I meant to say Upper Cumberland. Forgive me.
Oh yeah,
Clay
yeah.
County just popped in there. I apologize for that. Upper Cumberland.
Yes, Upper Cumberland native. I left for about 20 years, which we may discuss in a second.
Sure.
And got back here as fast as I could after that.
Well, it looks like along the way you picked up a couple of master's degrees, one in engineering science at Ole Miss, and another one from Mississippi State. And it looks like you got a Master of Public Administration at Texas State University as well.
Yes, sir. I met my beautiful bride in Mississippi, so I went back there every chance I could.
Absolutely.
And I love being in the classroom, so there's not much better to me than having somebody convey knowledge to me.
Right. I see, moving back up to the top here, you have just recently retired from the military, U.S. Army. Tell us about what you did there.
A little bit of everything. I like to tell people I didn't know how to do anything I did until I was told to do it. And in a lot of ways, some of it, that's not necessarily the case. I spent most of my time in military intelligence. And so I did a lot of intelligence asset collection management, where I had a background in agriculture. I was going to go into precision agriculture and use satellite imagery and remote sensing to improve that and help feed the world, protect the environment a little bit at the same time. And then that knowledge kind of led me into the surveillance and reconnaissance world.
I see. Well, then it says here you were an assistant professor at West Point.
Yes, sir. I ended up taking that knowledge and going on to West Point and teaching some of our future leaders of this nation, helping to raise and mentor them to do some of that same work that I did.
How long were you at West Point?
I ended up being there 2 years, so that was the beginning of my exodus. I got injured earlier on and had some complications, and so I got out a few years earlier than planned. I ended up doing 15 years, but it was a good ride, and Uncle Sam was really good to me on the way out the door, so it's a very memorable and enjoyable part of it.
Well, thanks for your service.
Oh, yes, sir.
To your country.
Glad to have been able to do it.
Now, how did all that lead to being a Census Bureau worker?
Well, it was actually relatively fortuitous. I had a pretty easy transition from the military to any kind of federal service. And so this job came along, and it put me back home and let me reintegrate into the community. And so I took it. It's very important for the Census Bureau to hire people that have ties to the area, because we really look for those trusted voices. I mean, if you've seen our big hiring blitz that's coming on, we're looking for over 2 million applicants for 500,000 jobs nationwide. And that was because we wanted a huge pool of local people, so if
right.
we needed assistance in an area, we could get somebody from that neighborhood or that town. And that's kind of how they hired all of us partnership specialists, is they put us in areas where we were, you know, they wanted a strong ties to areas we were going
right.
to work.
Well, I know, and we've tried to help promote the census. We formed a complete count committee and worked with Alex Kelso, who was a worker recruiter, shall we say, and we were running behind here for a long time in Clay County and getting an appropriate amount of workers, but all at once it happened, and I think we have a little bit of a, if there is such a thing as a surplus, I'm not sure. You can never have too many people, can you, really?
No, and it's like I said, it's really people in reserve to know that we've
right.
got folks that can be there when we need them. Is this, you know, I say I lucked into this in some ways, as I had no idea when I took this job just how important it was and how much I was going to be able to give back to the community, you know, which really helped that transition out of the military. I went from one personal calling to another, and it's
right.
You know, I had no idea when I started this how much I'd be able to impact home and for how long it's going to have a lasting effect.
Gabe, are you working the basically the 14 county Upper Cumberland district as we know it, or does it?
Yes, I cover in some way, shape, or form the Upper Cumberland Development District. So all 14 counties. My colleague Sherry Jackson, she splits that responsibility with me. We have some specifically assigned counties, but this is home to both of us. So we just go wherever we can help out the most on any given day.
Sherry's been a very frequent visitor to Clay County, and you may have been here and I didn't know it, but if it's the first time, welcome to Clay County. You may have been part, I think Sherry maybe, and it may have been you as well, made a presentation to her county commission recently. I know she's been here a lot. We developed a strong partnership with you guys, and I got sold early on how important it is to make sure everybody in Clay County, a small county, and it's important for everybody to be counted, I understand that, but for a small county like us, it seems to me it's even an extra layer of importance there, because we struggle for funding in various ways too, and we need to make sure everybody's counted.
You'll never make more money for this county as an individual than you will completing your census in that period of time.
Right.
You're talking about a 10-minute task that brings in, you know, a significant percentage of the state budget and, you know, thousands of dollars a person when you start getting down to the county level. And
absolutely. And we'll talk more about those numbers in just a moment. I know the one that has stuck in my head is, you know, we, and I know you guys are not allowed to say this one, I don't think, but I guess I'm free to as a commentator. You know, in Tennessee, it's been estimated that for every person not counted, we lose almost $1,100 per year per person not counted. You know, and just some raw math, you miss 50 people in Clay County in over a decade in some type of funding. We've missed out over $500,000, and that's significant in a county like ours. You know, our entire county budget is around, it seems like 17 million or maybe 18. So that's a good chunk.
It is, and those statistics come from a pretty reputable source, George Washington University Institute of Public Policy. And if you actually dig into that study, you'll realize that those numbers you just broke down, while they're kind of hard to interpret linearly, they're only based off of 5 federal programs. So, I mean, it's a small...
Now, that I didn't know.
There's over 300 federal programs that are based on decennial, this every 10-year population count. There's even more that are based on all of our surveys. But,
right.
I mean, when you get into that number, it's... It can easily...
Makes you think that number could be higher.
The figures, if not more.
Yeah, right. Folks, we're talking with Gabe Powell of the U.S. Census Bureau, and we'll continue our conversation right after these messages. Stay with us.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
The opioid epidemic is affecting countless lives, including young adults. Did you know approximately 45% of opioid prescriptions to adolescents are made by dentists, often after wisdom teeth removal? These drugs carry risks, but you can help reduce your risk or the risk for a loved one. If prescribed an opioid, ask your dentist to consider limiting prescriptions to 3 days. using over-the-counter pain relievers and properly disposing of unused medications. For more information, go to shatterproof.org. This has been a message from Shatterproof, United Healthcare, and this station.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. Kevin Donaldson, guest hosting for Thomas Watson today. Have with us today Mr. Gabe Powell, who is a partnership specialist with the U.S. Census Bureau. We've been talking about the importance of completing the census this year. And now, Gabe, I guess we'll just get right. You know, I've been saying, well, it's just around the corner. It's just around the corner. But actually, it's here. Talk to us about what's about to take place and what's already happened.
Today is the day. So, you know, we were kind of talking offline a little bit about just how important this is. We'll get into that a little bit more. But, you know, as far as civic duty and as far as things you can do to help out Clay County, you're going to be hard-pressed to find anything that has more impact in the next 10 years than completing the census. And today is the first day that the digital site, the my2020census.gov, is open nationwide. You can go online. 9 short questions for the first person that completes it, and then 6 questions for every person after that. So it's just a few minutes. My2020census.gov, we're calling this the first digital census ever because this is the first time the entire nation has had the opportunity to go online and complete the census. And it's a web browser. I'll make sure it's got that .gov at the end, but you can complete it from any smartphone, any operating system. If you have an electronic device that can reach the internet and open a website, then you can complete your questionnaire at my2020census.gov. And if that's, you know, not your forte, if you're still a little more traditional, I tend to be an anachronism myself at times. If you want to stick to the phone lines, we do have an automated phone system, and that phone number is 844-330-2020. I say again, 844-330-2020. And that'll allow you to go complete it in English. We do have options. If you go to if you just go to 2020census.gov, you can look at ways to respond. We support up to 59 languages. We have automated support in 13 languages. So we can get you through it that way. If you'd rather do it in a more traditional method than getting on the internet, we have that option. But today's the day. Sometime between now and the end of March, you should receive a letter in the mail. It's an invitation to respond from the Census Bureau. It'll have a code on there that you can use to complete the census. If you don't want to use a code, if you want to complete it now, if you forget it at home and you're sitting in line somewhere and you want to get on your phone and complete the census at my2020census.gov, you can do that just purely with your address. If you don't have an address, if you're transient in any kind of situation, you have the option to pick that too. So there's a way for everybody to respond. We've tried to make this as absolutely easy as possible.
And it's easier than it's ever been, isn't it, really? I mean, more options of how to respond. You know, used to, you and sometimes you got that, I'll ask you to talk a little bit about that, I guess what we call the long form, which looked a little intimidating, but by and large now you're talking about a 7 to 10 minute process on most of this?
Correct. That's estimates for most families. Now, the form does have the ability to go out to 99 household members. So if you have a house of, you know, hitting near the triple digits, it'll take you a little bit longer, but it's only a few minutes per person. So for the average household, yeah, the 10 minutes should get you in there and get you completed.
No reason to be intimidated and really anymore, is there? So whatever way you're comfortable, if you want to do it the old-timey way, we can do it that way, or with if you're a phone person, I'm going online. I mean, I have no doubt that's what I'll do. It's
yes.
Just so easy and quick and just seems like the route to go. So notices actually can go online already. We'll repeat that number and that website address as the show goes on. But you can start right now. People will get something in the mail to prompt them to do that. Now, when will somebody knock on your door, Gabe?
Well, you'll get several additional invitations to respond throughout the month of March and early April. Sometime in April, if you still haven't responded, you'll actually receive a paper questionnaire. So we're trying to save some taxpayer dollars. Mailing those out to everyone in the nation costs a significant amount of money. So we're trying to give everyone the option to reply online and over the phone first.
Right.
But if you just prefer that paper questionnaire, sit tight. It'll come to you. Once you receive the paper questionnaire, the clock's ticking. So when you see that, you can expect to see someone show up at your door in a week, 2 weeks. The end of April, definitely the first week in May, you can start expect to seeing folks going around, going door to door, following up with the folks that haven't responded. So sometimes that's the biggest selling point. You know, if you just don't want somebody coming to your door,
do it.
Go ahead and complete that form online or over the phone. And you know, we mentioned it was only 9 questions. And Kevin, you kind of mentioned people are intimidated by it. We hear a lot about people that have concerns about the confidentiality of it or sharing their information with the government for whatever reason. But you're not sharing anything. For the vast majority of people, you're not sharing anything you haven't put out there already. I mean, when you look at those 9 questions, there's a couple on there that are asking if you have anybody that's staying in your house that normally doesn't, you know, and that's going to be a very valid question, especially with these natural disasters, these tornadoes
absolutely.
And things and all the poor folks that have been displaced. You know, there's going to be some people that are couch surfing and doing some different things. So you can kind of answer that. It's going to ask if you own or rent your home. And then you get into the 5 questions, really 6, that it asks everyone in the house. And that's your name, your date of birth, your race, whether or not you're of Hispanic origin, your gender. And then it's going to ask you how you're related to the person that's completing the form. So think of it as the head of household or whoever's taking the responsibility to complete the form. And that's it. And so we're not asking for a substantial amount of information. That long form that you mentioned no longer exists.
Right.
We started a separate survey, the American Community Survey. It goes out to about 3% of the nation each year. So that's a totally different survey. It will be going on this year as well, so some people may get that community survey as well. But as far as the decennial census, you know, 9 questions and then 6 questions for everybody else, and you're in and out.
Right. And in just a minute, we need to go to a break. We'll talk about just how confidential this information is. I think there's a big misconception with a lot of folks about, well, I'm putting this info out everywhere, but that's not the case, and we'll talk more about that in just a minute. Before we go to break, though, we do want to remind everyone that we will have a drawing at the end of the show for a what it's going to be today is a birthday cake. Anniversaries also can be called in. We want to remind everybody about that. If you want to put someone in the drawing for our birthday and anniversary cake, the Dairy Queen ice cream cake, nothing better on the face of this earth, hardly for a dessert. That's my personal opinion. All you got to do is call 931-243-5574 and put their name into the pot. Our extremely sophisticated selection system, which Gabe will help us with out here toward the end of the show. But we got seven folks, all birthdays, who are in there today. We have Vera Coons, Kenny Wayne Daly, Liz Spears, Mark Strong, Martha Rich, Peggy Ballard, and James Capps. We'll be selecting one of those seven folks to receive that wonderful cake right near the end of our show. And we hope you'll stay tuned to Clay County Corner. We'll be right back after these messages.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
The opioid epidemic is affecting countless lives, including young adults. Did you know approximately 45% of opioid prescriptions to adolescents are made by dentists, often after wisdom teeth removal? These drugs carry risks, but you can help reduce your risk or the risk for a loved one. If prescribed an opioid, ask your dentist to consider limiting prescriptions to 3 days, using over-the-counter pain relievers, and properly disposing of unused medications. For more information, go to shatterproof.org. This has been a message from Shatterproof, United Healthcare, and this station.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car. Let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. We're talking today with Gabe Powell, who is a partnership specialist with the U.S. Census Bureau. Gabe walked us through how easy it actually is to respond to the census this year and the different ways that can be done. When we left off, Gabe, I guess we were kind of talking about the confidentiality of the information that we give to the Census Bureau. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it struck me just how serious we take this at the Census Bureau. When I started this job, 6 months ago now or whenever it was. I'd, like I said, just retired out of the military. And I showed up, and the first thing I did was I swore the exact same oath that I took in the military to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And we'll get into a little bit later how this is a constitutional mandate as far as the census goes. But, you know, at that point, I said, well, this may be a little different than most other jobs I could have walked into. And as time goes on, I realized that we have a history at the Census Bureau of absolute due diligence to protect the confidentiality of people's personal information. We do not share, by personal information, I mean name, address, date of birth. We don't share that information out with anyone. You may see on the news, you'll see them talking about data sharing agreements with the Census Bureau. Those are all one-way agreements where we can pull information from other federal entities or state entities if they're willing to share. We have a lot of agreements out there so that they can help us get an accurate count, but nothing we have is outgoing.
You're not disseminating information?
No, sir. And some people that are out there, you know, have a little, are into genealogy in any way, will say, well, I know I can go online and I can get my great-grandma's birthday or this and that. Well, after 72 years, so that we can preserve the history of the nation, we release people's personal information. So,
7+ decades.
Correct. You can go back to the 1940 census now, and you can look up people's information. So, you know, I always tell folks that I hate to break it to them. If you take your first census when you're 18, 72 years later, we're going to tell people how old they are.
Yeah.
And there's minimal recourse for that. But until then, no one will know anything about you. We'll share your information in a statistical format. So we'll demographic information, whether or not you own or rent your home. That'll kind of be grouped, aggregated into neighborhood blocks, if you think of it in the smallest size, like a courthouse square, maybe the smallest geographic area that we would average. Share that information out. You can go look that up online, and you'll see that we're not sharing anything that will allow you to identify an individual. And, you know, we don't share with the IRS. We don't share with the Department of Justice. We do not share with any other government agency. You know, it's our job to get a complete and accurate count of the population of the United States, and that's what we're here to do.
Right.
We're not here to support anybody else's efforts in any other way.
And the info is not shared with, I'll just generally group everybody into law enforcement. That's a big concern with a lot of folks, isn't it? They think that information, oh, that's going to go to ICE or that's going to go to wherever, but that's not the case, is it?
No, it's not. It's that personal information, who you are specifically, is not going anywhere. You know, you as a individual, you as a person in the United States, are going to get counted, and that's going to be tied to lots of incoming federal dollars that are going to allow you to receive goods and services, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But as far as your personal information, that's not going anywhere. And, you know, we mentioned I've got a military intelligence background, so I kind of have a trust but verify mantra. So I was doing some poking and digging and asking, and I ended up in a conversation with the lead historian of the Census Bureau up in Washington, D.C., and I was speaking to her and trying to say, hey, you know, how deep is our history? How adamant have we been about protecting everyone's confidentiality? And she sent me a memo from the 1950s when Harry Truman was in office,
mm-hmm.
and at that time we called it a census coordinator, and the coordinator's name was Ed Goldfield, and this was recordings of personal memos of Ed Goldfield that had shown where he was taking steps to protect people's information, and why was he doing that? The Secret Service was looking to move Harry Truman out of the White House while it was being renovated, and they were wanting to know information about individuals and neighborhoods. And they were requesting census data.
Right.
And the census coordinator, which we would call a director now, was actually refusing. You know, the Secret Service was trying to do their job to protect the president, and the census coordinator was absolutely adamant about doing his and not sharing that information.
So, well, that speaks volumes.
So it did. And, you know, and that was those documents, you know, at one point in time, memorandums and notes from directors. Their personal notes are quite often held confidential, but they had released this one just to let her, you know, kind of ease everyone's mind. And we've got a history of that before that and after that, of just doing everything we can.
Can you talk a little bit about the, here's my 25-cent word for the day, the plethora or wide range of things that this institution used to do or used for? I know it's everything from redrawing political or civil district lines, but walk us through some of the things that this information helps with.
Okay. When we talk about the importance of it and the impact of it, I like to kind of break it into two categories. And one, that's representation. You know, this was the Constitution, Article 1, Section 2, mandates the count of the population of the U.S. every 10 years. Specifically to determine allocation of representatives in the House of Representatives. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's a fixed number, 435 seats.
Right.
And so you have more population, someone else has less population, you end up with more representation that way. So it's important to get an accurate count. And as I've looked into this and spoken to the county executives all across the Upper Cumberland and then across the state, I've learned that it really impacts every district-based seat across the state. So county commissioners, you know, state house, they use the decennial population count. So it gets down to a pretty local level of how it impacts our representation.
Right.
And the influence that we can have on our politics from the local all the way up to the national level. So representation is a big thing. But what tends to get people's attention the most is the dollar figures that are tied to it. You know, we mentioned over 300 federal programs actually base their allocation of federal funds on this once every 10-year count.
Now, Gabe, I see a number here in front of me. I've got a cheat sheet, thank goodness. $675 billion.
That's the Census Bureau's estimate. And
right.
As being the gold standard of statistics, we try to be as conservative as possible with our numbers to maintain accuracy. There are some studies out there that go to figures substantially more than that, but $675 billion is a lot of money.
It
and
is.
Think about it. We don't get to count again until 2030. So that's not $675 billion. That's upwards of $7 trillion that are going to go out
decade before
I get to stand up and be counted again. You know, so I tell people quite often, completing the 2020 census is the most important thing you will do this year for your community. You know, we've got a presidential election, and you know, in 4 years, I get a chance to do that again. But it's over twice that long before I get to make sure I'm counted as part of my community to direct the funding of federal dollars allocation to my community as well as representation
right.
for my community. So it's incredibly huge. You know, our motto, our slogan is Shape Your Future, Start Here, and that's really what you're doing when you're completing the census.
Absolutely. We're talking again with Gabe Powell, Partnership Specialist of the U.S. Census Bureau for the Upper Cumberland region, and we'll continue to talk to him, but it is time for us to take another break, and we'll be right back in a few moments. Stay with us.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
The opioid epidemic is affecting countless lives, including young adults. Did you know approximately 45% of opioid prescriptions to adolescents are made by dentists, often after wisdom teeth removal? These drugs carry risks, but you can help reduce your risk or the risk for a loved one. If prescribed an opioid, ask your dentist to consider limiting prescriptions to 3 days, using over-the-counter pain relievers, and properly disposing of unused medications. For more information, go to shatterproof.org. This has been a message from Shatterproof, United Healthcare, and this station.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. Kevin Donaldson here today with U.S. Census Partnership Specialist Gabe Powell. Gabe, again, thanks for being here with us today. I kind of had to cut you off in midstream there. We needed to go to a break. We were talking a little bit about what all the census information is used for, and you mentioned very specifically representation, and I know next year they'll be redrawing district lines in our civil districts here, no doubt. And those have changed a lot just in my lifetime, too. But talk some more about what goes on with all the information that you guys gather.
Yeah, we've been talking about slid my chair, probably shouldn't have done that on there. We were talking about 300 federal programs.
Right.
And, when you start looking at what those impact, roads and highways are an obvious one. You start looking at our health departments, they receive funding from it. A lot of the UCHRA programs, the commodity distribution
right.
is a big one. I work a lot of commodity distributions trying to get the word out, because
sure.
quite often the more disadvantaged people are, sometimes it's harder to get them to respond for whatever reason. Maybe they're just more concerned about sustaining life and different things, but it's important to realize that if you have greater needs, quite often you have greater allocation of federal funds tied to your group, however that works. So we like to make sure that sometimes our underserved and in need populations know how important it is for them to be counted. And inevitably somebody will ask, well, how do I get my portion of that $675 billion? And well, it's pretty easy. It's a commodity distribution. You just walk right down the hallway
right.
and pick up your box of it, and there's some of that money coming back to you. We've had some schools do some programs that say, hey, help us feed our children, because the USDA free school lunch program is tied to population data. Libraries, some of their funding is tied to population data. You can just go on and on and on. Essentially, any public resource you use quite often has some form of funding.
And a lot of infrastructure.
And infrastructure, and even things like, the Municipal Technical Advisory Service out of UT did a study, and they found that state share revenues like our state sales tax and excise tax, those come back to the city at the rate of $140 a person. So Salina here that's $1,400 across 10 years per person that you count just in sales tax,
right.
state excise tax.
Right.
That's a lot of money. You start getting in cities that you want to make the numbers round, $350,000 a year for every 2,500 people.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It absolutely is.
And then you go up go across the 10-year span. When we get to 10 again, you put a zero on that, and all of a sudden you're at $3.5 million
right.
for 2,500 people.
Absolutely.
In one small program alone.
Folks, I hope we're emphasizing how important it is to respond to the census. And if you know someone that you think might be hesitant to do it, to encourage them to do it, you know, remind them of the confidentiality and of the importance in funding both for individuals and for government entities.
And just how darn easy it is to do, you know. You're not going to make $1,400 for your city in 9 minutes in any other way.
Any other way. Yeah. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Again, guys, we're good. We're not going off air, but we want to remind you, if you want to go ahead and start this process of responding, you can go to my2020census.gov and do it online with any basically digital electronic device. If you're able to get on the internet, you can do it there. If you'd rather do it by phone, again, this is the first time phone has been an option, Gabe, right?
We've done phone surveys in the past,
but this is the first, widespread.
This is the first time that we're allowing everyone to do the online and the phone option across the nation.
Guys, if you want to do it over phone, it's 844-330. These last four digits are real easy. 2020. That's this year. I was telling Gabe off air, 2020 is a big year for everyone, but it seems like it's especially big for Clay County. Not only do we have the census effort going on, but we've got our sesquicentennial, and we'll talk more about that as that draws near, our 150th anniversary or birthday, whichever you want to call it. That is this year too. The first half of our year, Gabe, is so front-loaded here, I don't know, we may feel a letdown when July and August roll around for us here in Clay County.
Well, you'll just know you've celebrated your birthday and you've done your civic duty, and now it's just time to sit back and bask in the glow of your success.
Absolutely. We're going to take this opportunity to go for another very short break. And we'll come back and wrap up talking to Gabe Powell with the Census Bureau, and we'll give away, with his help, a birthday cake today, too. Stay with us.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
The opioid epidemic is affecting countless lives, including young adults. Did you know approximately 45% of opioid prescriptions to adolescents are made by dentists, often after wisdom teeth removal? These drugs carry risks, but you can help reduce your risk or the risk for a loved one. If prescribed an opioid, ask your dentist to consider limiting prescriptions to 3 days, using over-the-counter pain relievers, and properly disposing of unused medications. For more information, go to shatterproof.org. This has been a message from Shatterproof, UnitedHealthcare, and this station.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. We're speaking again with Gabe Powell, who is a partnership specialist with the U.S. Census Bureau, serving the 14 county Upper Cumberland area. Gabe, I thank you again for being here with us today. And I want to ask you, we'll go ahead and do this so we can just roll right on to the end of the show. We do have our drawing for our birthday, and we'll have to say anniversary, but today is birthday. Kate, we have Vera Coons, Kenny Wayne Daly, Liz Spears, Mark Strong, Martha Rich, Peggy Ballard, and James Capps in our sophisticated selection system. And Gabe is going to draw one out, and it looks like Vera Coons is our winner of the birthday cake today. Congratulations, Vera. If you're listening and think she might not be, please let her know. And if you don't know the protocol is to come by the Chamber of Commerce. We'll give you a gift card and a certificate, which you'll take to the Salina Dairy Queen to pick up that wonderful DQ ice cream cake. Gabe, thanks for helping us with that. I know it's tough to handle this high tech, but we make it through it each week. Gabe, we've got about 5 minutes, maybe 4 left. What else do we need to mention to the folks that maybe we haven't yet, or just reemphasize?
Well, you just one thing there. You just called on the community to let Vera know she'd want a birthday cake if she wasn't listening, and that's something we can do across Clay County with this census too. You know, it's the most important thing is to complete it yourself, ensure you and your family, your loved ones are all counted. Number two is to spread the message, and I'm going to go out on a limb here, Kevin, and say that if someone wants to know how they can help and how they can get the word out and share the importance of the census and encourage people to complete it, they can come by the chamber.
Absolutely.
And we can get some documents to you if we need to, if they need to share some literature, if they have a question about the confidentiality of it, we can share some information, get them some resources that'll help ease their concerns. We can, you know, if they are looking for ways to share on social media, we're such a digitally connected society. We have pre-formatted messages. You know, we are the easy button for promoting the census. So if there's anything they need, and myself and Sherry Jackson that are serving the Upper Cumberland, we're here to help in that regard too. So a big thing, complete it yourself, my2020census.gov, or call in at 844-330-2020. And, you know, there are some other phone numbers for other languages, and you can get those at 2020census.gov. There's
right.
A big button that says ways to respond. You can go in and find something that'll suit your needs. We have, you know, large print instructions. We have American Sign Language videos to show people how to complete it. And whatever you need, we can make this process as easy as possible. And just remember how much it impacts Clay County. You know, and one thing we didn't mention was the Title I Education Assistance Grants. You know, we see tens of millions of dollars every year in the Upper Cumberland purely for education. All those are population-based. So some of our biggest partners are our school districts because they know just how important it is. And if you think about a child that's in kindergarten right now, they're going to be in high school by the time you get to count them again.
That's right.
A whole lot of educational resources that you're going to miss out on for really shaping the future of our nation if we don't get them counted here this year. So it's just a...
Hey, guys, we've stressed the importance of responding to the U.S. Census. And on a personal or a local note, let's remember this. Since 1940, let's just say this, five of the last seven census periods that have been taken, Clay County has lost population. Now, obviously, there are a lot of things to do to stem that tide, but one way may be to get everybody counted. You know, we have lost population rather dramatically at a few times during that, what is now hard to believe, an 80-year span. But we're kind of trickling according to estimates right now. We want to stop that trickle, and we want to make sure that every dollar that can possibly find its way back into money will do that. Gabe mentioned social media. If you follow us on Facebook, you have been bombarded with a lot of Census Bureau info, and you will continue to be. But just want to let everybody know that process has started. We've been talking about it like it was a thing in the distant future for quite some time now. Well, to coin a phrase or to use an old one, the future is now. You can start today, as Gabe mentioned. You can call in at that toll-free number. You can visit my2020census.gov, begin that process, and help make sure that everybody in Clay County is counted. You may be hearing some radio spots on WVFB emphasizing the need and with some of our public officials asking you to be a part of this process. And please do that. And it looks like we are probably out of time. Again, we give our thanks to Gabe Powell for being with us here today. Very good to have you, Gabe.
It was a blast being here. Thanks for letting me join the conversation, Ken.
Thanks for doing that. If you want to re-listen tonight or know somebody that wasn't able to listen, remember this show will be replayed at 6 p.m. And please join us next week at this time, next Thursday at 9 a.m. for more Clay County Corner. Thank you.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, We hope you have a great week.